staring down at top 10.
Troll Train, good. Last weekend, didn't know where you were, didn't know your name, didn't know anything. And this weekend, in memory of Phil, rode much better, catching Freddie late. Thought we were going to have a Norin Troll battle. But still, 12th place, you got to be stoked.
That's not true. I did remember where I was and my name.
Okay, I was kidding.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, considering that crash last weekend, I took it really easy this week. I just rode one day outdoors, actually. Really tried to feel out, like, you know, the equilibrium, balance, the focus, and felt good, actually. So, like, honestly, I don't know, like, I figured I would have been hurting everywhere after that crash, and I'm pretty good, relatively. So, yeah, it was honestly felt really good. That was definitely probably my best main I've had all year.
Yeah.
You know, wish I could have had the heat race start in the main.
Yeah.
That would have been nice.
How about that, leading the heat?
That was pretty cool. I'm not going to lie, Steve. I was like, all right. Like, this first time in a long time. And the 450 class, I've been saying it, but this is the hardest, like, just in general. Like, the hardest people, the racing, the tracks, because they get chewed up. The competition, like, everything is just gnarly in the 450.
Which I always find amazing that, because, you know, you're older and you've raced super high level of 250s and you've won races. So it's not like you're not you don't know what you're talking about. Like, you know, you were an elite 250 guy at one point.
Yeah.
So for you to go on about the 450 class and being tough, and I'm impressed that, you know, it must really be that way.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think.
Do you know what I mean? Because you've won races at 250 level. So it's not like you know.
Yeah, it's just it's a combination of things. Like, I've raced 14 weekends out of 15, right?
Yeah.
So it's like in the 250 class, you race for three, maybe four, six at the most, and then you have a prep where you can take some time off, and then you build your base, build your fitness back up if you have an injury. Where a 450 class, like, you have to take the hits and just keep going.
Yeah.
You know, the tracks get chewed up, they're gnarlier. The obviously the competition is really stacked. So for me, just trying to get better every weekend, and I feel like this weekend was good. Just kept it on two wheels. Yeah. We had good starts. In the main,
good in the whoops, I thought.
Yeah, actually really good in the whoops. I mean, obviously in the heat race, when I get blown by like those fast guys, I kind of like, oh, maybe look slow, but I swear I'm going decent. But no, all in all, like, I'll take top 12. You know, it was a step in the right direction, especially after last weekend.
What do you think of these speedway tracks? I'm going to talk about it on my Pulp Show a little bit, but I like these things. I like the longer lap time. JT's not a fan. There's no vibe, right? You're not in a dome with fireworks and all that, so you're further away from the track here for fans. So I get all the reasons that they're not great, but I love the different obstacles. I love the longer lap times, but what do you think?
Yeah, so if you judge the speedway track off of yesterday's press day layout, I would say this is the worst track I've ever rode in my life. I mean, press day was like, we had 125-foot triple.
Yeah.
You know, I like big jumps, but like, I don't know. Like, I think Anderson said it's like the track guys thought it was 420 or whatever. Like, it's we're not quite there yet.
Listen, Tomac was complaining about it, and he's leading a damn point. So
I saw Eli, like, point at the Dirtworks guy and was like, hey, you come here. I want to ream your ass. Which, I rightly so. It was a little ridiculous. But, like, honestly, today's track was really good. I thought Dirtworks did a great job. I think that the rain actually helped because it was really rutty. There was a lot of lines. I thought it was a really good track. I thought that the high-speed layout would make it a little bit more one line, but I honestly felt like there was good lines, maybe because of the rain. The only thing I wasn't a fan of is, like, I didn't realize how far south this speedway is from Atlanta. This is a pain in the dick to get down here.
I stayed by the airport.
Yeah, but it's like you hit every stoplight every half mile on the way down. So, I mean, location-wise, the Mercedes-Benz Dome is pretty nice. You can't go wrong with that. But, I mean, I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. This is my first time here, and I enjoyed it.
I know 20-minute main is the same here as it is in, you know, St. Louis. I get all that, but did you feel a little more winded or a little more tired at a track like this because you're going faster, maybe you're hitting things faster, you're braking, you're scrubbing? Like, I don't know. Any more on fitness-wise?
I would say normally no, but I think that it rained this morning, and then, like, the humidity was out. Like, it was really humid for a race. Like, it felt like an outdoor national humidity-wise today. So, I mean, other than the humidity, I think it was kind of the same.
Same idea.
I like the fact that we're not, like, the longer lap times, we don't do as many laps.
Right.
So the track doesn't break down as much. That part I like.
Well, good work. Nice work. I had you in fantasy, so you really did well for us. Poor Phillip.
Yeah, I'm really bummed.
Death cross.
That sucks. I mean, yeah, he didn't do the 2-2-3, right, in practice, our one practice that we had. And you know, he tries it, like, first lap of the heat race or whatever, and, you know, Endo's, like, I don't know.
It looked like he had a bike problem. I don't know, but.
Like, that triple, I never got kicked, so I don't know how he got into an Endo, but.
He's on the far right a little bit, maybe.
Either way, like, I mean, he's out. He's out for a while. Like, I mean, he can take a hit, but not that type of hit.
He broke his arm, I think.
Broken ulna. So he'll know on Monday, I'm sure. But, I mean, either way, it was a hard hit, and I'm bummed for him.
Yeah, that sucks. All right. Well, good job for you, 12th. Nice work, Troll.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.